Yes, codename Crossfire Hurricane. You remember that? You remember the Trump investigation? You know, the FBI were looking into something, doing their jobs. Maybe if they'd have done it better, we wouldn't be here today with another horrible Supreme Court pick. And look, I think Brett Kavanaugh is a bad choice all the way around. Another original intentist. Another one who, well, kiss the 20th century goodbye. I guess that's my position. I'm here to share some thoughts on Trump's choice of Brett Kavanaugh. I've asked Renato Mariotti to come talk with us, former federal prosecutor, also former candidate for Illinois' attorney general. Renato, thanks for taking time for us.
Absolutely, Rick. Thank you.
So am I being hyperbolic by be aware the 20th century could be repealed?
Well, no, I would say that Kavanaugh is pretty much the most right-wing choice that the Trump administration could have picked. He's essentially Clarence Thomas 2.0. So you're going to get a guy who's going to vote to strike down Roe versus Wade. He already voted to strike down the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He's voted to overturn EPA regulations. He's voted to, you know, strike down assault weapon ban. This is a guy pretty much across the board that is going to, you know, deliver a conservative right-wing Supreme Court for decades to come.
You know, some of the questions that I keep coming back to of, you know, first and foremost, do you think there was a loyalty pledge to Trump because, you know, because of some of Kavanaugh's writings and thought on, you know, maybe a crooked president not being held accountable? Do you think there was a loyalty pledge?
Nothing would surprise me with Donald Trump, but I don't know if one was necessary. You know, there one thing that CNN had reported yesterday, very interesting, is that the White House had reviewed an article that was written by Brett Kavanaugh after the election of George W. Bush, in which Kavanaugh said that impeaching a president would essentially, you know, put the entire federal government into lockdown, would not enable them to do their jobs. Essentially, you know, very much against taking action against a sitting president. You have to think that, you know, with Trump being concerned about the potential of indictment, a potential impeachment, he has to feel good about somebody like Kavanaugh being the potential fifth vote to say that a sitting president can't be indicted.
Yeah, I mean, I might somewhat agree that it would be disruptive and they couldn't get their work done. But what if their work is breaking the law? I mean, what if that is? I look at you're ripping kids away from, you know, their families. I mean, you look at, you know, the violations of the Emoluments Clause. Look, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but, you know, I don't think I want my president making a boatload of money off of our country. I don't think I want them snatching kids at the border. I don't think I want them deregulating and polluting and going through all of this stuff. I mean, there's part of me that goes, you know, I get the, you know, it causes chaos, but what if they're criminals?
Well, for sure, you know, you don't want to have somebody as a judge who has kind of categorical views like, hey, we can't have a president getting impeached no matter what he does, right? I mean, there's, you know, what if the president is taking bribes? You don't want that president to be impeached. You want him to keep, you want the federal government to keep, you know, to keep functioning with a corrupt president at the helm. Obviously, that's why the people who created our Constitution put that power there, to make sure that when you have a corrupt president, a check is put on him. And frankly, you know, the same is true in terms of investigating and potentially indicting a president. So, you know, this on all fronts is really a disaster, and it's why the right wing has continued to support Donald Trump, even though he's at times even gone against conservative views on tariffs and other things, because he's delivering for them on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, the other part of it is, what if Trump actually does shoot someone on Fifth Avenue? Do we not hold him accountable?
Well, I don't know if Brett Kavanaugh would want to, right?
There is that,
and that's where we're at.
Let me ask you the other side of this, because, you know, I remember John Roberts' confirmation, where he said, you know, he believed in decided law, believed in stare decisis, you know, was going to call balls and strikes. And yet we've overturned a lot of precedents. And I look at, you know, Citizens United, I look at Shelby County, I look at Janus. You know, is Kavanaugh going to give that same kind of, I'm going to believe in decided law? Or is this a guy who, you know, like Gorsuch, willing to write the book, but, you know, turn away from it?
Well, I think that whole analogy is just, you know, a BS way for you know, somebody who's a nominee to talk about law to confuse the average folks. Because, you know, judging, making judicial decisions is not like calling balls and strikes at a baseball game. There are robots who can call balls and strikes. We literally can overlay, you know, anyone who watches baseball like I do, they put that little box on the screen, and you can tell without a shadow of a doubt whether something is a ball or a strike.
Right.
You know, and really your job is just to look at it. What a judge is doing is using judgment when there are terms in the Constitution like unreasonable searches and seizures, or, equal protection of the laws, giving meaning to phrases that are, you know, not in and of themselves clear, or potentially balancing different constitutional provisions against one another and reading them together. So there's a lot of judgment that comes into being a judge. That's why the word judge comes, you know, it's related to judgment. And ultimately you want somebody who has the judgment to make, you know, proper decisions that are going to respect our constitutional values. And that's the concern with someone like Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. Here's what Americans for Limited Government had to say. And they're telling us that they're fighting for the survival of America by restoring constitutionally limited government. They said that Kavanaugh is a safe, down-the-middle-of-the-fairway choice who should be easily confirmed with bipartisan support. And they went on to say that President Trump has gone through the most transparent process in the history of the Supreme Court. Are we buying any of that?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, he's certainly a very, very conservative choice. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, I think that you would have to concede that Brett Kavanaugh is very well known as a, you know, sort of a right-wing legal thinker. He's a guy who was part of the STAR team that was pursuing President Clinton. He represented George W. Bush in Bush versus Gore. I mean, this is a man who is just, you know, for his entire career has been advancing conservative legal causes. There's no question, you know, where his heart lies and what kind of justice he's going to be. And that's why he was chosen.
Right. So let me ask you, in your legal opinion, is there any way to stop this guy? I mean, you know, there's a lot of talk of, you know, how do you keep the Democrats, Heitkamp and Manchin and Donnelly on the Democratic side, and maybe pull, you know, Murkowski or Collins or even Rand Paul to the other side? Is there a way, given his, you know, vast amount of writing, and given the fact that, you know, he doesn't believe that a president should be held accountable, is there a way that you see, you know, going down the road that this could be somehow stalled, maybe to get through to the midterms, anything?
Well, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but in my opinion, if the Republicans did not believe they had the votes, they never would have had Trump nominate Kavanaugh. He is somebody that they're nominating because they believe they have 50 votes. They believe that they're going to be able to confirm. So, sure, it's possible we'll be able to pull Collins and Murkowski. I think if we pull a couple Republicans on the other side of it, then, you know, you would probably hold the Democratic votes. But I don't see that happening. What I see is Kavanaugh getting through and us learning a very brutal brutal lesson about why this election matters, and having to fight very hard in November. I think it just shows us the stakes and how high they are.
Yeah, they are. But here's the thing. I saw a clip of Susan Collins say that, you know, about Neil Gorsuch, that, you know, he wrote the book on precedents, and, you know, he was going to uphold precedents and all of this. And she ultimately voted for him. She also voted for Alito. And Roberts, as I remember, you know, I look at her now saying that she's not going to support someone who's going to overturn Roe because of the argument of precedence. You know, how do you make that argument with Kavanaugh? And do you see her as possibly one who would go again? You know, they gave me assurances and then it turning, you know, just to backfire on her.
You know, if Susan Collins was intellectually honest, she wouldn't vote for Brett Kavanaugh, given those statements that she made. But frankly, it's hard for me to believe that she's naive enough to think that Neil Gorsuch isn't going to vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. To me, that's the sort of statement that makes me question whether either she's naive or she thinks we're naive, because that is just, it's very hard to believe. I think there's no question that if Kavanaugh is confirmed, either Roe versus Wade is getting overturned or it's going to be very severely curtailed. Those are the two options on the table, and neither of them are very attractive to women who live in conservative states, live in places like Oklahoma and Utah and Texas.
Now, do you see Roe going by the wayside soon, if he's confirmed?
I think within 2 years you'll have either Roe versus Wade overturned, I think that's most likely, or very strictly curtailed, allowing very very heavy state regulation of abortion, which would essentially, you know, deny it to women in a number of states. you know, let's say the 18 to 20 states that have laws on the books that would overturn Roe versus Wade.
It's a dangerous moment we're living in. Outside of Roe, are there any other areas that you're concerned about that people should be paying attention to? Because, look, I've been saying, look, you've got to call, you know, all of these senators. You got to call Collins, Murkowski. You got to call the Democrats. You got to call. What is it that, you know, people go, well, what should I tell them? You know, what would keep you up at night thinking about where this court goes?
Well, Kavanaugh has already voted to strike down a law that would ban assault weapons. He voted to strike down the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau as unconstitutional. He's voted to curtail workers' rights to organize, the Defense Department case, very prominent case. He voted repeatedly to strike down EPA rules. There is, unfortunately, on pretty much every issue that your listeners are going to care about, Brett Kavanaugh is on the other side, and he has taken very well-documented stands.
So he's the trifecta of terrible. All right. It's the end of the world and go to the edge, I guess. Is that where we are?
It's unfortunately, I mean, the Supreme Court has now gone to the edge, the right-wing edge. Chief Justice Roberts now is the closest thing we're going to have to a swing vote, and he is pretty far right.
So let me ask you last line of questioning then, because, you know, Roberts was that deciding vote on the Health Care Act. And
right.
As I understand, he used Kavanaugh's writing to be that fifth vote. Is the ACA done? I mean, do you see that the court, you know, siding with Trump as their suits move through the courts?
You know, it'll be interesting to see. The ACA has already been harmed. Obviously, they've gotten rid of the individual mandate. Republicans have. So I could see further chipping away. Kavanaugh is certainly going to enable the court potentially to take a different direction on the ACA. But I don't think that's the biggest potential harm from Kavanaugh. I think it's going to be on a lot of bread and butter issues, whether it's the right to organize or reproductive rights or a lot of the other issues that all of us are concerned about on a daily basis.
Jane just sent me an email that I got to get a quick answer from you. What happens if they overturn same-sex marriage, because that's a concern for some. Are all those marriages, are all those voided then?
They would likely not be voided. Ultimately, though, what would happen is states could then pass laws. You know, it would be a state-by-state issue as to whether or not same-sex marriage would be permitted, back where we were before, where we were organizing on a state-by-state basis to get the marriage equality passed. And that's where women are going to be in reproductive rights. It's going to be tossed back to the states. And, you know, frankly, the one upside of it, if we want to look of a positive development, is it's going to spur folks to get organized around this country to fight for the rights that they thought that they had guaranteed to them.
Now, I had a conservative friend right at the beginning of the Trump term, within a couple of days of the election, say it's going to be interesting to watch liberals become states' rights advocates. And given given this Supreme Court nominee, he was clairvoyant.
Exactly right. And I think we're starting to see a lot of folks on our side of the aisle suddenly seeing the power of state attorneys general. We talked about that earlier, and now it's going to be the state legislatures, lobbying state legislatures to permit women to have access to reproductive rights. And I think there's a lot of women in states who are going to suddenly realize that elections matter very personally.
I'm with you. Renato, I appreciate you taking time for us. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Anytime. Have a good one.
Always great talking with you. Renato Mariotti, you want to check out his stuff, we'll get a link out at thericksmithshow.com. Follow him on Twitter. Fantastic guy. I love having him on. Let's take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.